And Alpine Wolf Lurker, though well back. The Inevitable's going to be very wide around the turn. They straighten up, 250 to go. Liffey Bow, First Accused, about to come after it. Then Julius, here's the Inevitable flashing down the outside. Oh, the Little Champ's going to do them. First Accused hit the front, but on the outside, the Inevitable dashed past and won brilliantly. Oh, yeah, how good is he? The Inevitable beats First Accused.
Colin McNiff summed up the wow factor with this Little Champ, the Inevitable from the Scotty Brutton stable. We can't get hold of Scotty Brutton this morning. We know he's a good celebrator, so, and well, and as they should too, a lot of toil and not a lot of joy sometimes in this industry. So the Brutton stable has well and truly celebrated the win from the Inevitable in the big race, the Newmarket at Launceston last night. It was a really thrilling race. It was good to see Alpine Wolf back in, with a bit of form as well, and all the best horses down there were on display. And Peter Stables joins me to look back on it. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Matty. Yeah, Scotty will be, Antigua will probably be, they'll be up by now and heading the way back to Hobart, but they did stay up. And, I had a couple of quiet ones and I left before the loud one started.
Where's he sit now, the Inevitable? You know, we've had so many. Look, he's not a Mystic Journey, we know that, and Still a Star was a great champ. Banker Mo and the Cleaner and all these great Tassie horses of recent times. But as far as the way he's seen in his home state with his what he's done down there, he's a real hero down there, isn't he, the Inevitable?
Oh, he is, because of his stature, his pint size. Can I say midget? Ah, bugger it. Midget, in terms of an equine. And I think doesn't quite get 15 hands. Look, he is a Group 1 horse. There's no question about it. But he's just had it. It's been awkward for him along the way. And I would think that if he gets half a chance to go away again and stays like he is now, I'm sure he'll get to be a Group 1 horse if Scott can give him the opportunity. You know, he's at the age now, he was a four-year-old, you know what he did up in Sydney. Mm. He goes up there and Nash Rula rode him and won a Silver Eagle, and he said, I'm staying with this horse for the Golden Eagle.
Yeah.
And then all the dramas that happened surrounding him getting to the track that day, ever since then, and the buffeting he got was horrendous. Yet still gave at the business end of the race to try and win it, but ever since the Golden Eagle, it's all gone south, and he's worked and Tegan especially, Scotty's life partner, and they shared the training facility down at 7 Mile Beach. Ever since they've sort of worked out things to try and change him up and get him enthused again, and then Tegan just said, "I'm going to jump him." Oh, schooling. And they set up the little hurdles on their track there, and she just spent the time doing that with him and doing it, and just the one-on-ones, and he's responded to it. You know what horses are like, Matty. Geez, like, you know, we've been around this game a long time. We know that horses do respond to special treatment when they need it, and if they've got any ability, that will usually get it out of them. And in the case of the Inevitable, it's a perfect example of what TLC and dedication from a training perspective does. And he did that in the Goodwood, what he did last night.
Yeah.
He's just enormous. And how are they going to beat him in the Conquering? The only one that's a chance is First Accused. And Liam Reardon, Victorian jockey, he's got the ride on First Accused in the Conquering in a fortnight. So he'll be trying to beat the Inevitable any way which he can. And he's the only one in the state, I reckon, that could do it. Or if Alpine Wolf steps up and he's done well from there, the three of those will trifecta that race as well.
We'll talk about the Beaten Brigade in a moment, but this is the last 12 months of the Inevitable. Last year he ran fourth behind DeRoche in the Newmarket. Then he won the Conquering, beating And Beyond, so familiar story there. Second to Limbs Cruiser in the Tassie Stakes. And this time in, two winning trials, wins first up, what was it, the Conquering? And then he wins last night in the Newmarket. And both wins were absolutely electrifying. Just on the Beaten Brigade, First Accused, Alpine Wolf. I've obviously got a little vested interest in how Alpine Wolf goes with a connection to his little sister. I thought he was terrific. I thought he looked great in the mounting yard. I thought he raced with enthusiasm. And I think if he'd been able to probably get out instead of stay in, he probably would have ran in a way where he's the most likely one to push the inevitable last. So were they happy with the connections with Alpine Wolf?
Yeah, they would have been happy. They obviously, you know, they want to win. That's the thing with the Campbell stable. When they go out there with a horse that can win, they want to win, and they're not terribly happy with the result. But in the case of Alpine Wolf, they might accept that he has shown that, yep, they are getting him back to where he needs to be the horse they hope he could be. So he's a lovely horse. He really is. And he in the mounting yard, he paraded like I thought he was one of the picks of the yard.
He's tall. He's a very tall horse, yeah.
He is, he's sort of lean, but he's typical Alpine Eagle. I think in the mounting yard, First Accused looked brilliant. The Inevitable looked as good as I've ever seen him.
He prowled around the mounting yard, the Inevitable. He really did own the joint. I think one of the commentators, the commentators I'm referring to, I did Google Taz Racing. I've logged in. I'm now looking at the live stream, and it was fantastic, the live stream coverage. So for listeners who didn't hear yesterday when we gave it a big plug, just do it again, Pete, because there is the big carnivals coming up, and it's a terrific unfettered service where there's no going to Western Australia or anything. It's just stays with Tassie, and it's got a really good graphics and so on. So just explain what we're talking about the live streaming of the Tasmanian Carnival.
Right, it's Taz Racing TV, and we have special meetings. We have, you know, co-compares, Duncan Dornoff and Matt Reed, and they take you through virtually, it's a Sky Channel type coverage, or better still, it's a racing.com type coverage, and you go through the mounting yard. We have interviews pre and post race, usually post race always, with trainer and jockey, and race replays that, you know, you can look at on the Form Plus Pro, which throws out the fields, hit on one of the horses, and it'll show you replays of every run leading up to the race. So you can go through your form and do that, and it is fantastic. And then all the other little extras, it shows you stride capacity of the horse, it's sectionals during runs, and all of this is free. Just have to sign up with tasracing.com.au, sign up to Form Plus Pro. All you have to do is give them your name, your phone number, and an email address, and boom, you've got the best form access of any jurisdiction in Australia, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
It's all for all three codes. And then your race replays, it shows you the side-on, the head-on, the back view, steward's view, and then, now, the interviews with the trainer and the jockey.
This
so we've got
become
a racing rider here, yep, in Tassie at the Examiner, Greg Mansfield. He's lived in Western Australia for the last 3 years. Right, and he does all of his columns daily that come out of Western Australia, and he does it now because he can watch and get all of the interviews he wants and all the quotes from the trainers and jockeys by simply watching Taz Racing TV. It's designed to give us exposure of our product, and what a great way to do it! Like, and it's everything a punter wants. If you can't get to the track. There's nothing like being at the track. Like, you go to the track when you have a real bird's-eye view of a horse in a mounting yard, if you value your judgment of how horses look to how they might perform. There's nothing better than live, and you know that, Matt, and we've learnt that over the years. But sometimes you can't get there, so on telly's the next best thing. And the camera works fantastic for the Taz Racing TV crew. All in all, it's...
Yep.
You know, it's a great package.
It is, and as we said yesterday, there's a fishbowl element to the form, a bit like Hong Kong. That's why people are attracted to betting in Hong Kong. So, look, this should really be great, and it should go gangbusters. I guess the little downside that everyone's experiencing now with how easy it is to bet from home is it's a continual struggle to get crowds on course, and we're seeing it everywhere. I spoke to Blair Rodgers, the head of Pakenham, the other day about just the tardiness of GAs taking up tickets, and he thinks that'll improve with the weather forecast. Cup week was down. I was looking at the crowd shots last night. I guess it was a little shame that there weren't a lot of people on course last night.
Well, you've got to remember, it's Wednesday night, middle of the week, got to work Thursday.
Yep.
That's a real factor. Now, the reason why Taz Racing went Wednesday nights is because everyone was saying, oh, you know, you should have some night racing, get some lights up, that's the future. So we did it. And it worked. And it does work. It's a product. And people, and then you get others that want to get on board. Queensland came on board. You've got Sunshine Coast wanted to race, you know, certain nights. They're going Fridays now. And then Perth races Wednesday. And Wednesdays, they fall into half of our program, as you know. But with the future, if, like, everyone, you know, rides on the coattails of Sky Channel, they'll get their exposure and everything else. But that's starting to wane now. And you've got to be self-sufficient in this world we live in. And Taz Racing's made sure it had made inroads to get itself into a position where it can do it, and at least have something that's unique to get people to, you know, get on board. But seriously, if you had a bet last night and you couldn't find a couple of winners, mate, I tipped in the second race, I've tipped the exacta that paid $174.
Is that the one where the 20-1 chance?
Charm and Prowingo.
Yeah, no, there was another race. I backed the fast finishing one that got nailed in a photo at 20-1.
Jack,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't, no, don't bring up the past. Don't bring up the
Gary
past.
White, and Gary says, you know, he's worked enormous this week. He said, just got to get that little bit of luck.
You know what? He got onto a dry track. That's what, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Pete, good on you, mate. I think it's an amazing product. I've got a couple of text messages here. The Taz Form is the best product around. The others need to lift, etc. A couple of texts along those lines. So I think now it just needs take up and awareness, and I think it'll go gangbusters. And I think
it's all three codes too, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All three codes. So there you go.
And don't forget the Golden Apple on Saturday night.
Oh, looking forward to the Apple.
Big race.
Good on you, Pete.
See you, mate.